Welcome to Learn How to Buy and Sell Cars with Randy Adams. Randy has been in business for decades and is ready to share with you everything you need to know about buying, selling, trading, and dealing with cars. Now, let's talk cars with Randy Adams.
Hello, San Antonio. This is Randy Adams. LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. Thank you for tuning in. We love to talk to you and any questions that you have. There's no dumb questions tonight, just crazy answers from me. I've been in the business all my life. I love the business. I live, sleep, eat. I've bought and sold cars since I was 14. I'm almost 66 now. One of the top wholesalers at San Antonio Auction, have been for over 40 years, ever since they opened it up in 1968. But my vision on this programming is to teach you exactly what you should do, how you control your decisions on buying and selling cars. And it's all transportation. But we're going to open up the lines here, and you can give us a call at 599-5555 or 800-299-KTSA. And if you don't want to call us here, you can call me at my office, 830-625-7159. I want to thank all the people that have been calling. They've been selling me cars and trucks. I've had a company just sold me 26 trucks. Had another company sell me five vans. You know, we'll put a figure on anything. We're here to buy and sell. We're not trying to sell you much. We will sell you some cars and vehicles, but I'm really here to give you the real value of your car, to teach you exactly how to have the right opportunities to buy, where to go to buy, have the right attitude, take the pride, greed, and selfishness and keeping up with the Joneses in buying a vehicle. Too many times we make a bad decision. If you make a bad decision, it's going to cost you a lot of money. Now it's time for my two cents of the week, and I always like to throw my opinion in on something. Where has respect gone? We've lost respect for policemen, firemen, the military. I mean, and I tell you what, it's tough to find anybody. There's very few people under 35 that really know how to work or want to work. Has family dropped the ball on respect? Has TV dropped the ball on respect? Don't we respect the policemen, the firemen, and the military? Do we respect others? You know, if you watch television today and nobody respects anybody. And then the video games we've let kids and everybody play video games. Our time is just taken up with a lot of computer stuff, the video games. We need to get ourselves focused on what's right, what's truthful, and what's correct in our lives and everybody else's life. Well, that's my two cents. So think about respect. See if you can respect somebody a little better. I was taught to respect somebody, and if I didn't, my mom whipped my rear end with a switch. So I was taught to respect everybody, and I want to respect your opinion. So if you want to give us a call at 599-5555 or 800-299-KTSA, or my office number is 830-625-7159. We have a caller that just called in. Thank you for calling, Richard. My name's Randy Adams.
How are you, sir?
Great. And you, Richard?
Not bad. I want to get your advice. I bought a 2014 F-150 7 months ago, and last weekend I got hit from my 7 o'clock position to the point that the entire quarter panel was damaged, and they're going to have to replace the axle and the differential. Luckily, the gentleman had insurance, but I've been reading about depreciated value for previously wrecked trucks, and if I'm going to be paying on this for the next 5 years, I just want your advice. Should I take it in to get something brand new or something that's closing out 2014, or what would you do?
You know, is it the truck you really like? Did you get the right equipment and color and everything you wanted?
Well, what I did was I had a 14-year-old Dodge Ram pickup truck, but I'm in the military, and I spent the last 10 years up in New England, so it was completely rusted out. And what I wanted was another Dodge Ram, but I couldn't find one for the price that I want. So I found this Ford. I mean, it was the price that suited me. So that's my question.
Right. You know, you can get some diminished value out of that because somebody hit you, and I would work hard on that. And honestly, on a 14, I'd ask them $7,000 or $8,000, because right now you take anything that's over $15,000-$16,000. Diminished value on a car that's got a bad Carfax or previous paintwork, you're going to you know, if you went to sell it or trade it today, that would hurt it quite a bit. So I would go to fighting. I would tell them I want a replaced brand new unit like it is, or I want diminished value of somewhere around $6,000 or $7,000, and just hold your guns, because these insurance companies are tough. They love to get your money, but they don't want to pay out very well, and they want to use the cheapest parts they can. I'd want that unit back just like it was new, and I wanted to make sure that the work was done right, and I'd want to make sure before I signed off on anything that it was the way it should be, because you're not at fault on this unit, and you need to get the best value out of it that you can. Plus, sounds like you're going to keep the unit for a long time, so just a little advice down the road. If you keep the unit 7, 8, 10 years, diminished value may be $1,000 or $2,000 then, but right now it's $6,000, $7,000, and you're taking these Mercedes, Lexus, high dollar cars, we figuring $7,000 or $8,000, because some of them are unsellable with a bad Carfax and an accident report.
So do you recommend me taking it to a dealer and say, what would you give me in trade-in, and this is what had happened to a private party? What's your recommendation?
Well, it's you got 4 or 5 different options. You can sell the unit like it is, tell the insurance company, pay me the difference. It's probably, what, $8,000-$9,000 damage on your unit?
It's being repaired right now. It came back at $2,100, but that's before they said, hey, the entire axle and differential and wheel needs to get repaired. So I'm sure it's going to double that.
I would double-check the frame, because these late-model cars, the frames are real thin, and if it's hit very hard, that is, it's a tremendous amount of damage. You're taking there's certain cars right now that are aluminum frames, and a frame may be $20,000-$30,000 on the high dollar cars. Now, I'd want to make sure the frame hadn't been twisted or kinked or anything. You know, you might have to take it to another body shop, or take it to a body shop that has electronic frame straightening machines, and let them put them on there and make sure the frame's fine. And the insurance company should pay for that.
Okay.
But also, you know, you're talking about $2,100 plus some little more damage. Your diminished value on that unit's going to be probably more like $2,500 to $4,000. So, you know, it's not as bad as it sounded at first. But yeah, I'd work on them. And you know, you pay insurance, the other man pays insurance. You're entitled to make your car new and explain it to them. It's a 14. Replace it with a new one, you take it and you go sell it. You tell the insurance company, or you fix it the way it's supposed to be, brand new, everything fit right, colored right. And also, I need a diminished value because now it's got a bad Carfax.
Okay. Thank you much, sir.
Thank you, Richard, for calling. Thank you. Anybody like to have any kind of questions on antique cars? We're buying antique cars. I just sold a car to some guy in California that does Lords of something cars or something, and he's buying a 50 Mercury from me, and he's going to do something on the program with it. I used to do a lot of cars with people that made movies, Jake's Way up at Canyon Lake. I used to have some connections with some guys, and I'd rent them cars, and they'd put cars in the movies, and I'd find cars for the movie. But this was kind of unusual. Discovery Channel has this guy on there, and he's buying a 50 Mercury from me. I've got a guy that's trying to sell me a 64 Ford Fairlane right now. So old cars, we're getting in that time of the year where Barrett Jackson's coming around. I think there's 5 separate auctions at Barrett Jackson in Scottsdale. I used to go there every year. I just don't have the time anymore. But it is a happening. If you've never been to Barrett Jackson, they open the bars up at 10 o'clock. There's 70, 80 people standing in line, because if you got a bidder's badge, you got free drinks. So after a bunch of drinks and that TV camera, them boys give way too much money for those cars. In fact, I bought a 68 GTO 2 years ago that sold at Barrett Jackson for $55,000. They showed up my lot. They were out of Austin, Texas. They wanted an offer on the car. Nobody was wanting to give them an offer, so I made an offer $25,000. Wham, they sold it to me. This was in April. They bought the car in January, get $55,000, sold it to me for $25,000. They took a $30,000 loss. I didn't ask the guy, but I got a feeling his wife had something to do with it. So there's also auctions going on in Florida, because this is a big time for special interest cars this time of the year. There's sales going on everywhere. So it's great entertainment, but remember, this is not the real world. I mean, you can see what those cars are bringing, but also you got to remember there's 10% sales fee and 10% buyer's fee. So if somebody pays $100,000 for a car, it's another $10,000 buyer premium on that. So a lot of entertainment coming on collector cars on TV. So be prepared to watch that and dream on. I've had a lot of people talk to me about it. You're listening to Randy Adams on LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. You can give us a call at 599-5555 or KTSA 299 KTSA. My office number is 830-625-7159. I want to thank everybody for the emails to the station, for the calls to the station. We're working on better times and longer times, and we're hoping to get us a situation where you'll be able to listen to us on the drive home every day or sometime or drive to something in the mornings. But I appreciate the calls. I appreciate the calls to my office. We've had a lot of response. KTSA's response has been great. So I want to thank you because this is a lifetime relationship I want with y'all. I want to teach you exactly what you need to know, how you need to know it, what to do, and you to teach others. Because we're buying and selling at all times. You're going against trained assassins. I'm telling you, these guys are trained and trained and trained. I get emails every day from companies with more ways of selling cars, more ways of closing deals, more ways of making money. And I tell you what, overhead continues to go up all across the country. Everybody has the overhead continues to go up. It costs $1 million to $2 million a month to open up these new car dealerships. Guess what? They got to make the money on you. They're going to make that money on you. So you need to be trained. You need to be educated. We go to school for everything in the world. Karate, e-cooking, any kind of class we've got going on. Well, this is a class for you. This is all about you, teaching you how to buy and how to sell. Get your frame of mind right. Make the right purchases. Be in control. If you're uncomfortable with a salesman or a deal, walk out. You don't have to buy. Hey, look, everybody's telling you they got cars. They got 14s. Anybody that won't give you a price on a car and honor it, take pen and paper, take your calculator, make sure that they're treating you right. They've told you the truth and the payments are right. I had a man tell me the other day that he took his financing to a Mitsubishi dealer here in San Antonio, and they would not take it. They had to finance with Mitsubishi. He said, what was that all about, Randy? And this guy that called my office, and I said, well, let me tell you what it's all about. They wanted to make you, instead, you had 1.9 interest rate from USAA, which is a great place, but they had 14% interest, and that's how you were going to get that new car. They want to charge you an extra interest. Well, they're all that away. They want to make money on F&I. We want to teach you how to shop the internet, get the best price on the car, be prepared. We've got a lot of situations going on right now that you can go on the internet and borrow money on a car. You can check your credit rating on annualcreditreport.com. Or you can also go to credit union or CUNA.com, consumer information. And if you got excellent credit, you can go to eLoan.com or CapitalOneAutoLoan.com. There's a lot of situations where you can borrow the money. You're calling LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. I'm Randy Adams. Thanks for calling in at 599-5555 or 800-299-KTSA. Ted, I think you're online. Thank you for calling.
Hi. I've got a 2015 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport. Just purchased it October 1, I think it was. We've kind of had a change of heart, and I've got a payoff on this thing of around $16,500. I've taken it, actually tried to trade it back in elsewhere at a different dealer, but I'm getting numbers like $15,000 is all they'll give me for it and stuff. Is there anything I can do to quit from? I mean, this upside down thing is, you know, what they're telling me, I'm way upside down. I don't see how. I thought I bought it right.
Well, I don't think you're that far upside down. It's just that they don't see an advantage of making a lot of money on you.
Yeah.
I think your car's probably worth somewhere $15,000-$16,000, but you got to remember when you drive off the showroom floor, there's some cars you lose $10,000 and $20,000. You're going to lose $2,000-$3,000 on that vehicle. So actually you're not as bad off as you say, but what are you going to do? What are you going to buy next?
It's just got to be something a little bit bigger. I'm thinking something in the lines of, I don't know, GMC, Acadia, or a, something along that line.
Well, you know, I'd keep shopping the guys around. They've got a lot of inventory. I don't care what anybody says. There's plenty of cars out there. Mitsubishi, I don't think, builds anything to suit what you're looking for.
No, I looked at the bigger Outlander, and it's still too small, a little bit too small.
Right. Have you looked at 4Runners, possibly?
Yeah, I have. But you don't think that number, I mean, being 1,000 upside down from what my payoff is to what they're wanting to give me is about right?
Honestly, if you walk in most Mitsubishi dealers, you'll be 5,000 to 10,000. I think you made a decent purchase for Mitsubishi because Mitsubishi dealers won't price cars. They want you to go through their financing. And
correct.
Most of the time, they're looking for the big numbers on making money. And that's the problem, you know, with the 15. Everybody's wanting to make the big money on you, and they're not having you. Your car's worth, you know, probably 15 to 16, maybe a little bit more.
Yeah.
But, you know, these guys, they want to make the big money if they sell a car. If they feel like they're doing you a favor by taking a 15 in trade.
That's what it feels like to me.
Yeah.
You know? I think I did out the door at like 18, so I didn't think I bought it bad. It's just, you know, it'd be nice if we kept it. It's just I don't think it's what we want long term, so I'm trying to just get out of it as quickly as I can. But so just keep shopping, I guess.
Keep shopping. There'll be somebody that needs to sell a car. Make sure you're buying what will fit you. I mean,
right.
You know, you might even go to a rent car place and drive one for a day just to make sure that your family fits in it and you're comfortable and you like it a lot. You know,
what are your thoughts if I tried to sell it just on my own on, I don't know, Auto Trader or things of that nature? Could
that's,
I get a little
that,
more money?
That's a good possibility, and I think you can do that. But one thing you want to have to remember, you're going to lose 6.75% interest, tax savings on it if you trade it. So that's another 1,000. So if you're getting 15, you're getting 16 trade-in. You
got
to remember that because you've already paid that tax. Don't lose that.
I see.
You know, so, but I mean, you might just, you might try CarMax, see what they want to offer. And if you don't find any money, you might call my office. We'll try to make an offer on it. We'll try to do something or give you, you know, where you need to go or what you can do. Also, I'd try Gunn and they're good people, and I'd try Secting Motors and Seguin. They're another good people that have Arcadias that might work for you.
Okay. All
Thanks
right.
for
Thank
calling,
you very
Ted.
Much. Thank you.
We
like
appreciate
yourself.
It. You
yes,
bet.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling 599-5555, KTSA 550 AM. Eric, you're online.
Yeah, I have a question for you guys. I bought a car from Antera Nissan up off of Calabra, and they gave me a clear Carfax on the car. So I thought to myself, okay, I got a clear Carfax. But in fact, after busting the car, they still had where they replaced the taillights in the car, they replaced the carpet in the car, they replaced the bumper in the car. So it obviously been wrecked. And then, but it showed up in the Carfax because it was a rental. So when I pulled the VIN number, did a VIN number check on it, on my own Carfax, which they gave me a Carfax from Carfax, it showed it was a rental. And they never told me that the car, which was a shitty Sonic, was a rental car. So, long story short, I got them to give my money back on the car. But they'd only do it if I bought a brand new car. So I bought a Nissan Altima, and then I paid about $19 for that. Now, did I have any rights in that situation to say, hey, you have to take this car back? And it had been less than 30 days.
Well, you know, the only way you could have done anything probably is get a lawyer to write a letter to them. What you'd have to do is go to a body shop and run a paint meter and get all your documented deals. Yeah, you could go back with it because, especially being a new car, it was a one-year-old car? Or was it new when you bought it?
No, the Nissan Sonic wasn't that new. It was 2013.
Yeah, well, it was still pretty current model. Yeah, you could have gone back and, you know, put a little pressure on them. I mean, but you know, they miss stuff. Everybody misses stuff. You know, and yes, I do a little investigating every time before. There's a lot of questions that we're working on our website that a customer can walk down the list and ask the dealer, and check out a car and find out exactly what the past history is, because, you know, you're spending hard-earned money. You need to know exactly what you're buying. And you had a little repercussion there, but an Altima, did you buy a new Altima?
I did. I was thinking I could get them to trade me. That yeah. would give me a decent, I felt like a decent deal of the time. I walked out the door, brand new, just base model Nissan Altima for 19.
Yeah. Well,
and I don't know if that's good or not.
Well, it got you out of the trap, you know, that you were uncomfortable with. And I understand I would have been uncomfortable, too, because, you know, lots of times we've got to look hard at these cars and see. I'm driving a 14 Lincoln that was bumped in the front, and the Carfax is clean on it. But, you know, and the rent-a-car places, they're self-insured. There's a lot of self-insured people out there that don't claim it. And Carfax misses it. Carfax misses a lot of stuff. I mean, it's amazing how much they miss and how much hassle that we have with them, because them and auto check, sometimes one of them will have an accident on, the other one won't. So, I mean, we get in that position all the time. I had a Lexus the other day that had a clean Carfax, and it had a bad auto check, and we got to checking it. Yeah, it had been in an accident, you know. And due to clean Carfax, I thought, I didn't look at it close enough, it's my fault. But the car had been in a minor accident, and so we worked our way out of it and went on. But, you know, these things are not in Braille. I mean, they're not in stone. You've got to really take a look at the car. We have paint meters. Lots of times we'll check with a car. We're the number one seller, OVE, which is dealer to dealer in Texas, and we ship cars all over the United States. And we take a paint meter around, and we look so hard at these cars. So when it gets to Minnesota or Ohio or Montana, we sent a car to Montana the other day. We wanted to make sure that they knew what had been painted on and hadn't. So, you know, sometimes these dealers rush you too hard to buy a vehicle. And I'm sorry that you got in that situation. So I hope that you learn from it, and the next time you study them really hard. Not everybody's suited to buy a new car. And so a used car sometimes is a big savings, but we're trying to teach people, how much savings do you need? I had a lady the other day that's a good friend of mine in my Bible study. She wanted a Toyota Corolla. She said, go find me a 10 or 11. I said, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to get you a new one. No, I want a used one. She found a used one for $13,900, and they were going to charge her 9% interest. I said, no, no, Mary. So I got her a new one for $15,500 and got her 1.9% interest. And, you know, you just got to search. You got to know what you're doing. This business is a tough, tough, cutthroat business. I'm going to tell you the truth. And it's tough. And so you've got to be prepared. And that's what we're trying to do, get you prepared. So next time that mistake doesn't happen or you're feeling uncomfortable.
Absolutely, sir. And let me also say to you, I'm definitely embracing my kid up with some respect. And I do appreciate what you said earlier for your 2 cents. My generation particularly needs it.
We all need it. Everybody needs it. You know, and it's just like people with bad credit. I walk into dealers, you know, and they make fun of people with bad credit. I said, well, you've never had a health issue or a bad divorce or a wreck or, you know, everybody can have bad credit. I went through a bad divorce, and I was lucky that I didn't have bad credit. I lost everything I had and started all over. But, you know, we just got to learn from it. And we got to respect everybody because we're all equal. There's four types of blood. And if my blood works in you, great. And if you got a different blood, somebody's blood. There's, when you get down to what's really true in this world, there's only four kind of people, the blood types. So we're all brothers and sisters. We got to love and respect everybody. And that's what I try to do. I live by 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 4, because I want to be the best person I can be. I want to help as many people as I can. And that's why a lot of people say, man, don't have that show. You're going to have people mad at you. You're going to cause all kinds of problems. I tell them, I don't care. I've done it right. I want to do it right. People need the help. We school everybody. We school the salesmen. The salesmen have to read books. They have to go to all kinds of office meetings. They got meetings every Monday, every Wednesday, every Friday. And what do they talk about in their meetings? How come you didn't close those people? And they stand around each other and they say, this is what I said. This is what I did to make the guy buy. Well, they're trained every day. and you're not trained. We're trying to train you. We're trying to get you to open your eyes. Be patient. Buy what you can afford. There's two kinds of cars, afford and can't afford. We want to make you happy because of what you purchased. Be in control of your decisions. And, Eric, I really appreciate you calling, and I understand what you went through, but it looks like to me you landed on your feet. You've learned a lot. You're going to make it happen better next time, and you're going to, I also hear that you're going to train your sons. You're going to work with your son, teach your son, your children, and help them buy properly, correctly, and orderly. Take the pride and the greed out of it. Buy, it's just transportation. Buy the right car at the right time.
Well, you know, I'm going to say a quote that my dad told me when I was younger. He said, don't be the dumb man and learn from your own mistakes. Be the wise man and learn from the dumb man's mistakes.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I have to be the dumb man sometimes, but that's all right. We're going to learn and we're going to grow as individuals, but I got to get off here, but I do appreciate you very much and what you're doing, and just want to say thank you very much.
I want to thank you for calling. It's been a pleasure talking to you. There's a man right there that's learned by mistakes, and but he's willing to admit it. A lot of people lie. Oh, man, I got a great deal, you know. I've been standing around dealers, and somebody come up and tell us what a great deal, and we know better than that. We see the real market at the auctions, and man, I only give $20,000 for that car, and we're buying them at the auction for $12,000 and $13,000. You know, oh, I got a great deal. And most of the time, most people know they're lying. They know but they're too prideful. They don't want to tell the truth. Here's Eric. He's told the truth. But he's learned from it. He's open. He's willing to learn. He's willing to grow. But that's what it takes. Hey, I make mistakes in this business. I go too fast. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. Don't go too fast. Take your time. Make the right kind of purchase. Do the right thing. I want to thank everybody for listening to our show tonight, tuning in to LearningBuyAndSellCars.com. This is Randy Adams. Thank you for calling KTSA 550 AM. And you can give me a call at my office at 830-625-7159. And I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank you for telling you what our next shows. We've got a Saturday morning at 5 a.m. We've got Saturday night 9 to 10 p.m. And, of course, this show is 6:30 Sunday evening p.m. And we're going to talk about payoffs, big promises that people are spending you. We're going to talk about insurance and how to read your insurance policy coming up in February. We want to help you get the best deal. We're going to also offer people that I've got a lot of people, professional people, not wanting to buy their own car. We got a system that we're going to make the purchase for you. And that way you can just walk in and sign the papers. Thank you, San Antonio. We love you. We hope that you can learn from this program. Give us a call, 830-625-7159. God bless you. We love you, and I hope that someday we'll get to talk to you every day.